Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It is Monday. Buzz, any word yet on the Amanda Knox ruling?
No, we're expecting a verdict any time now, Rob, from overseas.
Well, you know what? We could rely on the wire. We could rely on the internet. But what I like to do is I like to go to the source.
You have a number?
I do. I have a number to call the judge for the Amanda Knox. So I'm going to dial up here. I've got a new download.
When are you getting a new phone?
I don't know. Skype keeps asking me if I want to update. I'm happy with this version of Skype. So we're going to let it ring, and he should be there.
Hope the connection's good.
Yeah.
Calling Italy.
Pronto.
Hello?
Who is this?
This is Rob Spiewak, along with Buzz Burbank and Oscar Santana from the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah, how you doing, Rob? I'm the judge.
Oh, we got directly through.
Amanda Knox, trial.
Wow. I assumed.
How you doing?
I assumed we'd get some sort of handler. Judge.
No, that's just, I answered my phone by myself, and it's, I've been under a great deal of stress with this trial. And,
how are you doing?
I'm good. You know, as you can tell by this phone conversation, not only am I an Italian judge, but I speak fluent English.
Yeah, you're
which
doing
is
good.
Terrific, yes. And I'm glad to talk to any American reporters.
We appreciate that.
Is this the Today Show?
No, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. You say you're stressed?
I'm stressed out. You know, it's a lot going on. Young lady on trial for her life. It's, you know, it's amazing. But I saw these pictures, and, you know, there's pictures of this other girl that got murdered. And I said, look how they massacred her. It's just such a horrible thing that they did there.
Your girl?
Tragic case.
My girl. Look how they massacred my girl. But I'm happy.
You all right? Well,
I'm happy because, you know, life goes on.
Right.
No matter what.
Well, good for you.
Life goes on. I'm later on this afternoon, I'm going to meet my grandson.
Yes.
And I'll be playing in the garden with him with the orange in my mouth.
Oh, that'll be nice. You know, a lot
yeah,
of times
be a
if,
lot
you
of
want,
fun.
If you want to relieve stress, you know what's nice?
Yeah.
If you have a pet or dog or even a cat you can stroke.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like that. That's always nice.
Have you no cat?
I got no cat. I got a dog.
What kind of dog?
I got a Jack Russell Terrier.
Oh, they're bad tempers.
Yeah, they're nice.
You used to have a horse.
I used to have a horse, but it met with some misfortune.
Yes, that's what I hear.
Judge.
Yeah, I sent part of it to Los Angeles.
This is Oscar Santana, and I apologize for my voice. I had a long weekend.
Oh, did you go to Phoenix again?
Oh, yeah. How'd you know?
Wow. I
know
everything.
Everybody
let me tell you about Italian judges.
What?
Italian judges know everything everywhere. They know everything that's going on in the world. They understand what's everything's going on in the world, and they take care of business.
I'm glad you said that, because I know the fans want to know right now. Is there really going to be a Sopranos movie?
I don't want to talk about it. You know, the
really?
Fact is, the Sopranos is a secret. It's
okay.
A big, big secret. But thanks for taking the Marlon Brando impersonation and making him Tony Soprano.
Well, I've got another.
It's the same voice. It's the same exact effing voice. Is what it is.
Related question.
It is, you son of a bitch.
As a judge, you have to.
2 hours off the plane from Arizona, he's already busted the ball.
You have to know how a lot of things happen. And
yeah.
I have a question for you. It's not so much about jurisprudence.
You lost some weight.
A little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
You're looking pretty good.
Thank you.
I like you in black.
You do like that?
That's a good color. Yeah. That's a terrific color.
Yeah,
the question is, it's a business question. I'm hoping you can help me out.
Yeah,
how
business.
Can you give away all the soup and breadsticks you want and still make money?
Because it's important. I've always said this.
Uh-huh.
To create a family, as now we branch into all the Italian stereotypes humanly possible.
Sure.
It's important to treat people like their family.
When you're there.
And no matter if you pay. Here's my philosophy.
Right.
When I'm not sitting on the bench in Italy deciding the fates of young American co-eds. When I don't sit on a bench, what I like to do is I like to invest in... I like to invest in restaurants around the world.
Sure, why not?
That's why I started a small franchise. It's, thank God. Thank God it's proven to be rather very successful out in California.
Yeah.
And it moved away its way across the rest of the country.
Has it a name?
Yeah, it does. I call it the OG.
Oh, the OG? Yeah.
It's the OG.
Now, does that take away from your other business interest?
Olive
oil company?
The olive oil. No, I still import plenty of olive oil.
Wow.
I have a very, very solid business, and I have some gaming interests in the United States as
gaming,
well.
Gaming, really?
Some gaming interests in the out west, not as far as California, one state over.
Yeah. How's Tom?
Nevada.
How's Tom?
Tom?
Tom Hagen?
Tom Hagen's doing good. You know, he's not the made man because, of course, he's not Sicilian.
Well, he's Irish.
He's Irish, but he's
a great
attorney.
So does he drink a lot?
He drinks a lot. We're doing Irish stereotypes.
Yeah, you know, I'm just sort of branching out.
Jeez. Yeah, but, you know, my friend Hyman Roth.
Oh.
He's got a good guy that works for your show. His name is Ronick.
Oh, yeah. Ronick knows Hyman Ross.
Well, not exactly. Yeah, you know, there's a little removal there. You know, it's not a direct knowledge. It's kind of Hyman Roth to several of Hyman Roth's associates, to Peter Ronick, down to Mark Ronick.
Oh, so it's tied to geography, we call
that's
it.
How it works.
His ties to Hyman have been broken.
One other question. I've seen this. I don't know if this happens a lot where you are in Italy. Do you ever chase after a large monkey with a hammer while barrels are being rolled at you?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do when I'm wearing my special beret.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's good. I wear overalls, too, when I'm doing that.
I want to just know if there's
anything. Hey, what are we talking about? You're all over the place. How about you going to ask me about the trial that I'm here for, huh?
She's a lovely young woman, this Amanda Knox. She made an impassioned plea.
How about this, all right? I got two words for you.
Yeah?
Not guilty.
Hey, that's great.
Oh, not guilty.
Yeah. There's your scoop. Yeah, yeah. Scoop right there.
Did she do anything to guarantee that verdict?
Hey, what are you talking about?
I'm just asking.
Like in judges' chambers?
Yeah, I'm just
asking.
I got
your chambers right here.
All I'm saying, Judge, is once she's set free and she plucks those eyebrows, it's off to the races.
Nah, it's going to be fantastic. When she's free, we're going to go to my place in Lake Tahoe. Have a great big wedding.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. It's going great. I'm on the mend. You know, I just got some pins in my legs. Believe it or not, pins in my legs can still do this. All right? A mate fell off a cruise ship.
Oh,
but I'm back. But took a hard, hard, violent fall, kind of pinball down, hit a lot of railings, broke a lot of shit. I'm not gonna say I survived, I'm gonna say I thrived. I met a dolphin down there, and I swear to God, that dolphin looked not at me, but into my soul, into my goddamn soul, Annie, and said, I'm saving you, Megan. Not with his mouth, but he said it, I'm assuming telepathically. We had a connection that I don't even know if I can, oh, Jesus. Hey, shut my mouth. Look at unbelievable. You must be Annie's fella. I'm Megan. It's a pleasure.
Oh, I'm not with him. Sorry.
Oh, all right. I'm glad he's single because I'm going to climb that like a tree.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now from his couch, here's Mike.
Love this song. Nice little mellow song. How you doing, everybody? This is MikeOMaraShow.com. All right, everybody. Reminds me of WDRC in Hartford, summer of 1974. Listening to WDRC, where your friends are. Not to be confused with WCCC, WTIC, WRCH, or some of the other lousy, crappy radio stations I grew up listening to. Anyway, it's heard in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is MikeOMaraShow.com. My level was perfect, and then it was completely effed in the last 5 seconds.
What happened?
It was good.
Oh, you know what? I bet it's a headphone thing.
It's a headphone thing.
Probably.
That's right, because why should we have things ready to go when we can just fidget at the end? What was going on there?
He was trying to help me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mark had no headphones, and we put some in for him.
Raymond Diaz, show killer. at MikeOMaraShow.com. It is, what is today's date? Monday, October 3,
that's right.
2011. And we are over 9 million downloads and still growing every day. Our show today is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services,
Encore
LLC. They are the ones that are making it happen. They're the ones that are making Iowa happen. Yes. They're the ones that are making the road trip happen. We could not be more thrilled with Encore.
Encore.
Encore. Now listen, what I want you to do is I want to help out these people at Encore. RJ, if you could get up while I'm reading this and adjust my headphone level, just give me a little more volume, that would be appreciated.
Just a little louder,
for a
please.
Free quote, visit SmartTerm, that's two words, SmartTerm.com, or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at SmartTerm.com. Encore Insurance.
Encore!
Encore Insurance Services, official sponsor of the TMOS Iowa Road Trip. And we thank them from the bottom of our heart for that. We'll be talking about the Iowa Road Trip momentarily.
You'll have to forgive Rob. He's excited. He's been out all weekend painting rocks.
Hey, painting rocks.
Hey, that you just relax. I had very little to do with that.
On the program today, I will tell you all about my wonderful, exciting, tremendous yard sale. That's when you know you got a great show, when you can talk about a yard sale
on
your Monday broadcast.
I told you when I left on Friday, I said, I'm going to had text you words of encouragement and congratulations on Saturday, and I had the text ready to go, and I looked outside, and the rain had begun, and I said, if I say even one syllable to you this weekend, you know what I am? I've become, and I don't want to pile on, I've become RJ.
Yes.
Because everyone knows that you're now having a yard sale in the rain.
Right.
And that would be me somehow relishing the fact that you're dealing with
rubbing
that.
It in.
So I stayed away, and I hope you didn't think I had forgotten you.
Well, you know, this involves a little technology. I'll tell you about the whole rain thing, because it involved getting up a little later. We were going to get up at the crack of dawn and have it set up and laid out and done. Everything was going to be perfect.
Right.
The rain forecast actually tabled that. We decided to get up a little later.
Good.
Which in and of itself caused its own problems.
I'm sure.
So I'll tell you all about that in just a second. Also, Oscar has returned from Phoenix, Arizona.
Woo!
We'll get an update on his meet and greet and his fabulous Phoenix road trip.
He's
and back. Then we'll talk about Iowa. I want to pay tribute to the wonderful listeners of this program.
No kidding.
That have done such a magnificent job. And then I've got a story that I saw this morning on Yahoo.
Uh-huh.
And on my
Yahoo. You still love your Yahoo.
Well, how do you avoid a story, a headline like this that says, Harry, crazy ants invade from Texas to Mississippi.
Now, are they on your mother's side or your father's side? No, you
Harry,
mean like the ants.
Crazy ants, yeah.
Wow, little guys.
No bigger. They are no bigger than a flea.
Wow.
That's some wild
that
stuff.
Is, look at them, man.
Then we'll talk about Amanda Knox, big story in the news today. We don't get topical very often, but I can't get it out of my head, and I think I'm getting emotionally invested in it a little bit
because
I kind of believe she's really not guilty at all. I think they really tried to F her over, and I hope she gets off tonight.
And I say, if she is guilty, let her go anyway.
Thanks, Buzz.
Well, just because she's pretty.
That's right.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yes.
It's not so much that she's hot. Yeah. Buzz likes her because she's obviously sexually adventurous.
Yeah.
You guys are so cold. So very cold.
It's a horrible,
because she's in
horrible
Italy.
Tragedy.
So we'll talk about that today. But the
it
yard
is
sale,
a horrible tragedy.
Yard sale.
It's
How
very,
are you doing today?
I don't care.
I think the whole story, Mike.
No stems, no seeds.
Yeah, that's right. No, I'm fine.
The whole story really is tragic.
It's Monday.
Stop. You're gonna be affecting my Andina.
I thought only girls had vaginas. I have to check my books.
Okay. Yeah. I can't do it. I can't do it anymore.
Let's do move on.
It's Monday. First of all, this week in America, what did you say about me on Mondays? Because I didn't get a chance to hear it.
About you?
It said something about Mondays, that me and Mondays.
Oh, well, we were
that I was in a bad mood on Monday.
Yeah, you were in a bad mood on Monday, and you even said
Gotta be careful on this show, because if you get into a bad mood situation, people are going to talk about you.
It gets reported.
On the Friday America show.
Yeah. Right.
And how long does it take, you guys,
yes,
to get America up and running? I always thought this show, that we linger, but we have a pretty hard 11 a.m. recording time that we get, and we try to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys roll into that show.
Yes.
What? Do you take 3 hours to get started?
First, they have to wake up Zoolander.
That's true.
Revive.
And then he's cranky. He needs to be fed.
Right.
The problem is that I've got a lot of prep work that I have to get done before we go live.
Gotcha.
And I don't do that the night before because I've got other things I got to get done. So it usually takes me a little while, and it took longer this past Friday because right now I'm helping out with editing the regular show and posting it on our website.
Well, we have computer problems.
Right.
We're resolving those.
We're resolving. That is the constant state.
It's a process.
We are resolving our problems. When will it be resolved?
Oh, that'll be the best day.
Well, when will
will
it go from Ving to Ved?
RJ?
Oh, thank you, Rob. I will have the new recorder in position tomorrow morning.
Hey.
Now we're good to go. So tomorrow
morning.
Would
that be a yes?
Tomorrow morning.
Would that mean tomorrow it's resolved?
No, your question was not a yes or no. Your question was a when.
When. You ask when.
And I resolve that
and
with
he said
a tomorrow
morning.
Not a yes or no.
Okay, so it will be fixed tomorrow?
We will have a new recorder in position tomorrow. Yes.
Will everything be fixed tomorrow?
Not everything. The recorder will be fixed tomorrow.
What won't be fixed tomorrow?
Well, we'll still be on a two-shot with the cameras
video,
as we are now.
Video.
And when is that going to be fixed?
I don't have an answer to that one, Mike.
They're working on it.
Are you working on it?
Yes, I am.
What are you doing to work on it?
I have other cameras that I'm trying to make work with these.
Did you see that camera that I got from the yard sale?
Yes, I just saw
it. Is that a functional camera that we can use? Isn't that old technology?
Yeah, it's an old one, but I think it could be used.
I think we should incorporate as many cameras as possible that look like the Death Star.
Yes.
Where precisely did this camera come from, George Lucas?
That came from Linda's house.
A spooky eye.
Nice.
And it's a webcam.
Uh-huh.
Well,
And I thought that it would be something we could use. So
previous business of hers?
No.
Oh.
Hey.
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 What's wrong with you? That's his mother-in-law.
What are you saying? Jeez.
Just asking.
Hey, Sharon, I got something I want to say to you.
Hey.
Okay?
Okay.
How's that?
I didn't say anything.
But,
I didn't say anything.
Could have been any business.
No, that's right. Sharon had the business of online porn.
That's right. And hardcore.
So can that work, do you think, or what?
Possibly.
Yeah, I think it's a standard definition.
Because it looked old,
though.
Old technology.
Yeah. It's not a high def camera. It's
that's
okay.
From like
standard 4x5.
Dun 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 dun
dun dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun. So anyway, but you know, I saw it and I said, you know, she asked me, is it something we could use?
You never know.
Who knows?
That's very sweet of her.
So I plucked it from the yard sale, and what a yard sale it was!
Tell us about it.
So Rob mentioned the rain, and it was all about the weather on Saturday, and we finally set on Friday night. Well, we're not gonna get up at the crack of dawn because it's ridiculous. If it's gonna be raining overnight, which is what the forecast was,
yes.
Why get up at the crack of dawn and put stuff out on a wet lawn when you can wait till the weather clears? So we'll get up at like 6 o'clock in the morning and see what the weather's gonna
be. I felt so bad for you because as of Wednesday, they were still calling for great Saturday weather.
Supposed to be crisp and fall, and
it was like
fall
really
jubilee.
Like you dialed up perfect weather. And
it
should have
been great.
Oh man.
Now, the sleeping in couldn't have gone well because you're real yard sale mavens like to hit it early.
Yeah, but I mean, we had no choice.
So, was there any knocking at the door?
No, because the signs hadn't been put up yet.
All right.
My Tardo signs that I put out in the yard. Get up at 6 o'clock. I've got a great weather.
You made those
weather
signs because I really thought you got the prop department from Hee Haw to help you out.
The Our Gang comedy.
Yeah. I actually got up, and I have this great weather app that gives you the past 3 hour weather radar.
Okay.
Where what it's really been
animation,
and then they've got the next 4 hours, and they show you what. And I look at the next 4 hours, and lo and behold, looks fantastic.
Good,
that's
so
cool.
So I'm like, well, yes, the forecast calls for a chance of a passing shower, but I might as well get out. So we get everything out there, haul it all out. I go put the yard signs out, the yard sale signs out all around the neighborhood,
all around Cornfield County.
Everything is out on the lawn, and at that moment. It begins to not. This is not sprinkling.
Oh.
It begins to rain.
Real
how
rain.
Long? How long did it take setup? Setup probably took an hour.
About an hour.
Oh.
Who's
about
the whole crew? Who's on deck?
Got Carla, her mom, and me.
Oh,
and
wow.
We're doing it. And the ladies are incredible.
You're
I literally my job. Half the stuff was put out on the lawn by the time all I had to do was haul the heavy stuff, like the tables and you know the big furniture. That's it. They got all the little details,
that's
and
great.
We got it out there. And the rain's coming down, and you're looking at rain, and I'm thinking one thing: you're looking at the rain, and you got wet stuff, and wet stuff ain't gonna sell like dry stuff.
No, and also the whole deal of a yard sale is the only failure in a yard sale is what you have to bring. Back inside.
Right.
And
right.
You don't want to be bringing back inside wet things.
I thought about that all day, especially as the day got long and we started having our better bargains. I was thinking there's just stuff I'm not bringing back inside.
When Mike O'Mara's prices became insane.
Insane. They were insane all day. Comparatively,
insane.
Compared to
$20.
Last year, you know, different economy compared to last year, the prices were much different. We
much
knew the price
insane.
Points. Absolutely insane.
Good.
And how do I say this nicely? I would like to thank a lot of people. But I think in particular, I'd like to thank my friends and neighbors.
Oh!
You're in Manassas.
What are you trying to say?
Oscar.
What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that without the Hispanic community, we would have been up S Creek without a paddle.
Did
all
they pay
I know
in pesos?
They paid in cash.
Oh, wow.
Seven pesos to the dollar. That's the motto of Mike's yard sale.
Fantastic. Except for the guy that tried to steal my wallet.
Oh, what happened?
Oh.
Whoa. He just picked up the wallet and he began to walk away. And I was right in front of me, and
oh
I saw him.
God.
I said, "That's $5, that wallet right there." And he came back and he put it back on the table and left.
Oh, wow.
And outside of the lady that tried to beat my my mother-in-law for about $20, saying that she didn't get her change back, but she came back a half an hour later and said it. So it was just a couple of moments like that. But all in all, very pleasant people.
Mister,
and
this
I like
woman
it.
No give me my change.
I don't think it went like
stop
it. He's going
it.
To need it. All I wanted were these fake breasts.
It was really not that bad. It was actually a very pleasant afternoon. The weather cooperated, although the only problem we had were the wind gusts taking the clothing rack and blowing it over every time there was a wind gust. And I finally said, You know, it's blowing it over because it's sideways. Turn it the other way and it should be fine.
Exactly. So wind resistance.
We turned it the other way and that's when it fell forward.
Oh.
So outside of that, it was pretty good. Great chance to see neighbors. I had some buddies of mine. Our old friend Jimmy Cerrito stopped by.
Nice.
Jimmy Cerrito with a really weird, weird energy. Have you guys ever been around Jimmy? Because we all think of Jimmy as the Uber host, right?
Yes.
And Jimmy was, I figured something out about Jimmy. I could be wrong about this, but I think Jimmy behaves differently when he's with his wife.
Oh,
I think he behaves differently when he's with his wife. Yeah. Okay, then let me compare notes with you. Because you've been around Jimmy enough times to know this. Jimmy rolls by, and he's got his Buffalo Bills leather jacket on, and I walk up to him, and I said, congratulations on your Bills, Jimmy. He goes, well, congratulations on your Red Sox. And I'm like, whoa.
Dude.com.
Snarky.
Yeah.
Wow. Snarky. Wow. And then there were like other comments. And, you know, and it's just kind of like this negative.
Oh, my God.
And it was weird.
Oh, see, that's not what I
and
got.
And Jimmy left and said, well, we're going to lunch. You know. And he does his little Jimmy thing and he walks away. And I said, Carla, was there something different? He said, yeah, he was like a little snarky.
Maybe that
was
his.
It was his
I think he might have had a knife.
His twin brother, Timmy Cerrito.
He's relationship Jimmy.
It was weird.
When Jimmy is around his wife, he may be relationship Jimmy.
I think
now,
so.
What is explain relationship Jimmy?
It's actually
relationship George.
Yes.
It's based on Seinfeld.
It's a Seinfeld reference.
Okay, all right. So
where Jimmy's lives can't collide.
Right.
They can't collide because when he's with his wife, he's not with Mike O'Mara.
I believe that.
And he's with Mike O'Mara and the gang, he's not with his wife.
Right.
But when they mesh and they collide, only bad things happen.
Right. Mike, a Cerrito against itself cannot stand.
Wow.
It was so weird. So there's O'Mara Jimmy.
Right.
And then there's relationship Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you saw relationship Jimmy.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I said that can only
that's
be the reason.
Be
yeah.
And I've been around Mo plenty of times. She's a very nice lady.
Yeah, but usually she's in the background.
She's usually in the background.
Yeah.
But it was
and
just
Jimmy's
strange.
Entertaining.
And Jimmy was just kind of like, it was snark here, snark there, snark there.
Yeah.
And then he like moved off and I said, oh, okay, bye, Jimmy. Bye. Go have lunch. Yeah. Get out of my yard. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That could be true, though.
Next time you see
a lot of
kind of laughing at me. You know, and I'm having a yard sale, so I'm a little paranoid.
Did he shoot a spitball at you?
I'm paranoid to start with, you know, because I'm having the yard sale.
Well,
I'm
well,
sitting
out
there.
You're out of your element.
Stuff.
You're out of your element.
You're embarrassed.
I hate it.
No, I'm with you.
I don't like
and
it.
He was out of his
Carla
element as well.
Loves it. Carla is thrilled.
She
was
so
the whole
excited
day,
about this.
It's a carnival for her.
Yeah,
she loves it. And at the end of the day, I came around a little bit and I start. I like the end of the yard sale
after the 14th beer
because I like when I can start giving stuff to people.
Right. Oh, nice!
I love giving stuff.
What
away.
Did you
I
give
really
away? What, you made someone's
kid,
day.
I gave a kid a jacket. The kid. I mean, it was cold late in the day. Well,
gave a child a six pack.
kid a jacket. I gave a couple of items of clothing. Mostly added on stuff. The only one I remember specifically was this little kid that was called. I said, you want that? And I gave the kids a couple of board
That's
games.
That's nice.
Belonged to Linda. Take it. She's inside peeing.
It's on me.
Now, she's inside peeing. Take it.
I was delighted when I pulled up today and saw the grill out front. Now, obviously, you didn't sell the grill. Did the grill come into play as far as you selling hot dogs?
The grill came in. I sold some hot dogs. Uh-huh. I gave away some hot dogs. Right. I sold some burgers. I gave away some burgers. I was completely subjective.
Right.
With my foodstuffs, I would give away to people that I just felt like giving away to. And occasionally, it would bite me in
Look
the ass.
Look at you, Rockefeller.
And then I sold some dogs to people, but by and large, we gave away most of our food because I liked cooking. And you were right. That once that fired up, I had something to do. I was happy.
It's a great value added. It adds a real cachet to the yard sale.
Cachet.
And so, and this, I got to go in chronological order here because this happens, I guess, 2/3 of the day is gone. And I go inside.
So
I think
approximate
I'm getting,
time of day.
I'm going to say 2-3.
Okay.
Two or three.
Okay.
Right around that time. And I'm walking in to get some, I think maybe some more hot dog buns or something. And I see a lady walking up along the side as I'm walking. I just noticed her.
Right.
And she's walking along. And I walk inside the house. And by the time I get back out, the lady had passed. And Carla's face is red. And they're talking, well, I can't believe she said it either. I said, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
This lady comes by, walks by our house, walks along the sidewalk, and looks at Carla and says, Did somebody buy your shutters in the yard sale?
Carla
said, excuse me?
Wow.
I noticed that some of your shutters are gone and it looks really awful.
Oh.
And bitch. Total stranger walking along the street.
You don't know her from Adam.
Don't. Yeah, but, wow. Well, the story will continue here.
Ooh, it's going to congeal.
She said, so Carla has words with this lady, and she keeps walking on down the street. I said, she just said that to you out of the blue? And Carla's all upset.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
She's been there, and she
Why
hadn't
not?
Even started drinking wine yet. And so I decide that I'm going to follow this lady down the street.
Yeah, you find her.
So I follow. I said, excuse me. I said, how dare you come walking by as a total stranger and make a comment and hurt my wife's feelings like that? Yeah. Why did you do that? I said, well, that's an awfully bitchy thing to do. And she looks at me and she goes, well, I guess I'm in a bitchy mood.
Oh,
wow. I said, excuse me, how dare you? That's unacceptable behavior.
How old is
You're
this
a total
woman?
Stranger.
Can you give me anything?
She was fat, so it's hard to tell.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's very difficult because she's not in good
God
shape.
God hates a fat woman.
Very difficult to tell. Anywhere from maybe 35 to 70.
Okay.
All right, there you go. So she's sitting there and she's
not well put together.
And she says this, and she goes, I said, that's really, I just want
to. Cool.
And then she said, well, I guess, and after she says, I guess I'm just in a bitchy mood, I'm like, I just want to know why.
That doesn't justify it.
And she says, well, now, you know, I could call the Architectural Review Board.
I'm like, oh,
what?
My God.
I said, what is your problem?
Yeah.
I said, first of all, we have ordered the shutters for this house. Uh-huh. They blew off in the storm over the years. Uh-huh. We've lost one or two, and we're going to put them back.
Right.
I think, you know, the only comment I've gotten is how decent my yard looked, which it does. It looks fantastic.
Looks great.
And she goes, well, and then she goes, that's a Mike. I'm like,
oh.
And then suddenly I go, oh.
Hater.
Oh, you know me. I said, is it the restaurant or the radio show?
Mm-hmm. What?
I'm like, well, you know my name, and I don't know yours. Well, why don't you give me yours? I don't think I want to.
Oh,
I said, I just think it's inexcusable what you did. Yeah, why? Right. Why did you?
And
goes,
you know what?
And then she goes, well, I apologize. Well, I apologize. I'm like, well, fine. And then I just turned around because I kept about 10 feet in between.
Yeah. You don't want to
strike
them.
They all want to.
And
you know,
I think you're like me.
Litigious society that we live in.
You're like me in the fact that it probably wouldn't have bothered you so much if she had said that to you.
Right.
But the fact that she told your wife.
That's
and
it.
Your wife is not.
Otherwise, I'm not walking.
And, you know, it's like if something says something to Carrie, Carrie's not qualified to handle that situation.
No, if it's me, I'm still sitting on my porch going, hey, lick it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
See you later.
Maury Claire's.
So she said, I apologize. I said, fine. And I just turned around and I walked away. And as I walked away, I turned back around, picked up a huge rock and threw it right in the back. Now, we have to take a break. When we come back, I will talk about the last part of the yard sale, when the wine began to flow.
Oh. Nice.
And Carla and her mom loved everybody.
Oh, boy.
We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by CB Lucas AC and Heating. Cold weather's on the way. Well, hell, it's already here.
It's 47 here. Out there right now.
Now, listen to this. TMOS listeners can get their heating system tuned up for winter for just $69. Mm-hmm. And you're going to want to do that just so you get your heating bills efficiently distributed.
Can I jump in real quick with
something? Yeah, lay it on them.
He did the same thing for me in the springtime. If you live in a townhouse, as many of us do, your architecture is so vertical.
Right.
All your heat is going to end up on your top floor.
It rises.
Unless he messes with your dampers and your intakes.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He did one thing, put one piece of cardboard up, and I was cool all summer long. He can do the same thing for the wintertime.
Very cool. True. If you need to replace your old inefficient system, trust the CB Lucas company to find the best fit for you and your budget. Either Mike or Wayne Lucas will come to you with a free estimate, not some pushy commission salesman. CB Lucas has 3-year same as cash financing or instant rebates on qualifying train systems. For the best care, call 1-800-AIR-REPAIR for CB Lucas or click their ad on our website. Are you just moving your head around or do you want to say something?
I was just having some headphone troubles,
I figured it out. I looked at him reading the copy and all I can see peripherally is I see Mark's head going.
I have a nervous twitch.
he always gets that excited when we have copy. He likes commercials. It's his favorite part of the show.
Let me wrap this thing and I want to get on to Oscar and Phoenix in just a second.
Rock.
So 1 o'clock was the designated time that they were going to start drinking. It actually didn't happen until about 3:30.
And you know, you're a really good drinker when you start setting a schedule.
Yes, yeah. Oh, well, hey, amen. Preaching to the choir. So you boys are going to like this because the ladies break out the wine at about 3:30.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And I didn't feel like having a beer. And I didn't want wine.
Yeah.
Should we stop the show until Mike gets here?
Wow.
And so they actually said, what do you want? I said, I don't know. Carlos says to me, listen to me, why don't you have an Irish whiskey?
Oh, wow.
Boy.
Why would she say a thing like that?
My part didn't matter because, frankly, I had two 2.5 Irish whiskeys, probably 10. But, you know, I had 2.5, and I was fine. I actually went to bed. I didn't have that bad a problem. The only thing I did that would have indicated that I was drinking that brown liquor, which everybody knows in this room can make me into a maniac, mm-hmm. is I cried at the end of Gladiator.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's how really? You know I'm buzzed.
But that's a moving moment.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. And it gets me every time.
When you see the cornfields.
Yes.
And Digimon Hansu and the little figurines.
I know, and he's sitting yeah. there. And he's got yes. got his wife that was murdered and his yes. child. Yeah. And he's going to see them after yeah. he kills Phoenix. What's his name?
River Phoenix.
The other guy. Joaquin Phoenix. The crazy
Joaquin.
One.
Yes.
And,
or is he the sanest one?
But the girls are out there, Carla and her mom, and they're just like, okay, thank you. That's great. Well, that's great. Well, then let me see a picture of the baby. That's fair. Wow, that is. And Carla's voice is like this level the whole time. Oh, that's fantastic. No, that's it. We'll be back here next year. Yeah, we do it. We do it on the Jubilee. We do it, yeah, the same weekend of the Jubilee. We do it every weekend of the Jubilee. Okay, bye. Bye, thank you.
Everyone's friend.
Thank you for coming. That's great. Do you want it? Do we have another burger left?
Carla O'Mara.
Do you want a burger left? Do you want a burger?
Come back.
You got that.
Come back.
Oh, thank you. That looks really good on you. Thanks so much. We'll be here next year. Same time.
Are you outside Jesus with her at the Christ. Time? Or
yeah.
Or is here inside?
My outside with her. I'm 3 feet away from her. It's like having a stereo speaker in my left ear. They're loving everybody. They're loving everybody. They're establishing relationships. Probably it's like, sure. oh, that's
so have them over for dinner.
Yeah, let me see the pictures of the babies. And I'm just sitting there going, buy this stuff. Get yeah, out of
doing
my
the
yard,
PR.
Please. Thank you. Then we all made our way inside. And
how much stuff I know of?
We did great. We cleaned
oh, good.
Out.
Good.
Good, good, good.
There was only one item that didn't sell.
You know, my heart broke when I came here
yeah.
today.
Saw that?
You saw the chair?
I did.
The chair did not sell.
And I knew when you wrote on Facebook that you didn't sell one item.
Yes.
I knew that was it because you
it's
were.
Not it.
Really?
The chair was the chair. Spoken for. Carla's business partner has taken the chair.
Oh, good.
Oh, nice.
Found a home.
The item that was the last thing to one of the last things. Rob, my high ticket item.
Your big ticket item.
My big ticket item. What do you think
stick?
It was?
Pogo stick.
No.
It was a TV set.
I was going to say, it was your TV. Yeah.
It was the TV yeah. set.
And you know what? We didn't discuss the pricing of it, and I was going to warn you about that.
I priced it at $25.
Hmm. Still a
the
bit
big
high.
Back.
Sold it for $10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it lasted like all day. I had it sitting out there. Nobody was interested. Mm-hmm. I had that little, and then finally I did Rob's thing where you got to hook stuff up to see how it works. Mm-hmm. So I go upstairs. I get the extension cords. I stick it into
oh
the
my
TV
God.
Out on the porch. I plug the TV in. I go upstairs and get my little DVD player that I have. I hook that in and I put the bear on. I put the bear. You nonverbal.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh. Nonverbal. Thought that
I
might
see.
Be a good
now,
idea.
You see, I thought the bear was
everybody likes a bear fighting.
No language barrier.
I thought the bear was Trip Affleck's favorite porno.
No.
But it's not at
so
all.
So at the very end, a guy took it. A big guy took it. Not only did he take it.
I want this.
He picked it up and he carried it off my porch.
It was
oh, wow.
And it was that was it. That was the only item that didn't sell to the very end of the day.
I think I actually came out on top out of your yard sale as.
Somebody brought that by for you.
A listener, his name's Topher. I hand-delivered. Mangrakes to him in D.C. He works for the FBI.
RJ, I remember in that the drawer guy. Closest to yeah. Carla's desk, there are two, there's a check in there. There's a check in there.
Ooh.
And this is going to segue into our next
okay.
brief thing, and then we're going to get to Oscar and Phoenix.
Excellent.
But this speaks to, I would say, 30 to 35 people that listen not to the radio that I used to be on,
right.
but to the podcast.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
And about 32 people. Came by
wow.
to my yard, including one fellow that came down, Mike. I want to say hi to Mike from Germantown.
Hey.
Came all the way down from Germantown, had some wonderfully kind things to say to me.
Well, that's great.
And an
Did
overwhelming thing. Yeah, I think he bought something,
then
forgot
keep
what
on.
It was. And the thing is, all the people that were podcast people mm-hmm. managed to buy something in the yard sale.
That's
it was
great.
So,
very
so
cool.
very
Did
nice.
Did they ask you to sign it?
the one guy bought a plate. From Carla's mom, one of those decorative plates.
Yes.
And thank you very much, sir. And he bought a plate, and he said, how much is the plate? Linda said, $5. He said, If Mike signs it, it's worth $15.
Wow!
And it wasn't for me. It was for my mother-in-law that made me look incredibly good. So I want to say, Craig, thank you. And your friend Robert, thank you very much. That was terrific.
Hey, Robert.
How do I remember these names?
You're doing a great job. You don't normally do this.
I'm getting better. That means I'm getting the Alzheimer's.
I think
because
so.
Because I'm able to do that now, and that means I'm fading out.
You're
going to
forget.
You went dry. Mike, you went dry for so long because of the diet.
Right.
Just that little touch of the whiskey has got you back in high gear. You're running like a Maserati.
But I'm in the back, and I'm getting the grill ready to bring it out and make hot dogs for everybody. And a lady named Angela came by from D.C., and Angela put $150 in our gas tank.
Hey! Wow.
That was awesome.
And I wanted to say...
We've got to be nearly half full by now.
Angela, we are so happy.
That's so
you are
nice.
Such a dick.
He is.
You are such a dick.
Painting rocks.
Just having fun.
Well,
I think you're doing like lines of coke or weight not is really kicking
in. It's the weight not.
Because I've never seen you with this much energy. It's been 2 years.
How often does he do the show where he's sitting up the whole time?
No,
where
usually,
he normally, Rob's doing this like halfway through the show.
Yeah. Well, Mike, you know, it's almost nap time.
Mike, I saw a picture on Facebook of you and an obvious listener. And he had this horrific mask.
No, he put that on. He superimposed that on his face.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he superimposed.
Okay.
Weird. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not sure how that works.
That was spooky.
That might be the guy from Germantown.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not
probably
quite sure.
Was it a German
but
mask?
Thanks to everybody. And the gas fund is doing great for the Iowa trip.
Yeah. We are almost full now.
We're almost full. Yes. And will we have a list of names this week so I can mention
We will.
Everybody?
I'll bring it tomorrow.
We'll read the names of the people that have contributed to the gas fund.
Great.
Iowa. We'll have a complete update on where we are with Iowa tomorrow on the show so we can let you know how it's going, and we'll have the music for it and everything like that. So now it's on to Oscar Santana.
Yeah.
Yes.
And a listener brought that by for
you. Yes, Gears of War 3 just came out. He actually wrote me and said, can I drop it off at Mike's Yard Sale? I said, you're going to Mike's Yard Sale? Absolutely.
Yep, he did, and he came by to say hello. And here's the thing. There are two things that surprised me about the people that are podcast fans of the show. And they should, excuse me.
There was a gunk.
Try to keep your hands at your side, Mike.
Two of the things that surprised me, the numbers. I really want to say 4 to 6 podcast listeners that came to that yard sale last year. I had 32, 33 that came
by. That's great.
You know, that's, you know, if you're using that as a barometer, that's a very good thing. The other thing is the age of our podcast listeners, youngsters.
Oh, really?
They're going to be with us until I'm 80. I'm very happy about that.
That's
so
cool.
I'm just pleased with that. And so many kind words. The people that listen to the podcast, you're the greatest listeners in the world because you track with us. You get the joke.
They're passionate.
And it's like it's like I'm meeting friends every time I do that. So I wanted to say thank you.
That's cool.
You went to Phoenix.
Yes.
You did a meet and greet on Saturday night in Phoenix. How did your wonderful Phoenix weekend go? And if I hit the microphone one more time, I'm breaking my own thing.
Just
blame
me. Hand to your side.
It went much like your yard sale did. This is the thing about Phoenix is that they've always been supportive of this show and Big O and Dukes and Tech 411. Now, it just... I always am overwhelmed because I prepare for the worst. Uh-huh. And it's not because I'm a defeatist. It's because when you go to a place that you don't live anymore and you have friends that are there, you're waiting to be embarrassed.
Right.
So as I'm driving to the venue, I look at my friend Michael and his friend Angelique and I say, look, this is going to be...
I get to Phoenix.
No.
Thank you. She'll
be right. Any chance to play Glen Campbell.
This is going to be...
thank you.
This is going to be underwhelming. It's been,
so she
it's
had
been
a vibe
2 years.
That it wouldn't be that
good. Well, because what I got, and this is the thing, I say don't listen to Facebook, but then I say you should listen to Facebook.
Right.
So I didn't get that much of a response, not how we would in the past. Right. So I said, oh, well, this is not going to be good. It's kind of embarrassing.
You prepare
there
for the
for
worst.
An hour and that's it. And I walk in, and there are just almost 40 to 50 people.
Excellent.
Oh, wow.
That's fantastic.
And new people.
Yeah.
Not the old Scoobians where it's just the randos that I'm like, oh, I remember you.
Excellent.
I remember you.
Right.
It was new people.
That's cool.
That's great.
And it was awesome.
I think that we are having a new wave of
there's
people.
There's a surge.
Because
there is a surge.
Even on our website, there's always the usual crew that will post something on every show. But now we're starting to see a lot of new names.
There was some original triple OG guys that came out with their wives. Mm-hmm. And I think
that's
I did,
good, too, because they stick around.
Yes.
They still support.
Absolutely. Yeah. I love that.
I think I did This is the one thing I am ashamed of. I'm working as hard as I can not to give, and the guys on Big Owen Dukes affectionately call, and you've seen this, Mike, firsthand, because this is why we got in a fight in Iowa, is the brush off,
right?
Where you're just like, oh, no big deal. Like, and I've been working really hard not to give the brush off to anybody, especially when I'm drunk.
Right, right.
Because
well, that's when you have to, because that's when you do it.
Yes. So I've been working really hard at it. So. Hour four into the appearance.
In every way, he's getting better and better.
I felt great about it. I set my friends up at a table.
Right.
They're getting hammered. I think I talked to every listener there at length.
Good.
And hour four comes. And three shots later, I go and sit down at the table. I said, appearance over. Like, it's just basically.
You made an announcement. Like,
at least
you
know. I said that to my friends. I said, it's done. Like, I'm sitting here and I'm just hanging out.
Right.
And this wonderful couple, and if you're listening right now, sir, I apologize.
Oh, no.
I'm talking to my friend Dave, who works at Living Social, and we're talking about some other business, and that's it.
Right.
And he was kind enough to come
out.
That
was a pretty hard-hitting business conversation after three shots.
He was hammered, too.
I think this is what we business, my brand.
And about just about Mangrates in Arizona and seeing if we can get on there. And he's sitting there, and... we're talking, and it's like a real conversation, or what I thought was a real conversation.
Right.
And the gentleman walks up with his girlfriend and is like, hey, we're on our way to the ASU game. Sorry we're late. We're just wanted to say hi and get you a shot. And I look at him.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I said something along the lines, can I finish my conversation and then we can take a shot? Like, and I didn't know I was being rude. It just
not
like
totally rude, but it
spilled
like...
out. It spilled out.
Right.
It just spilled out.
It came out wrong.
Let me just say this.
I know you drove all this way to give me a gift, but can you just sit tight for a second?
Can I tell you, this is probably how it sounded. You know, it's just like, can I finish my conversation and then I'll do a shot with you? Is that a possibility?
And then you can make a fuss over me? But first, let me do this.
Well,
I'm talking about the business.
It's hour four and change.
Yeah,
man.
And I looked over at my friend Michael, who couldn't be nicer about everything, looks at me. He's like, you are such a dick. And I was like, and I turned around. I said, what? He's like, you just gave him the brush off in like a rude way.
Right.
He goes, you better go find that guy. And I'm like, oh, no.
How did the date end on Saturday? Did you do your usual? Did you find the third gear, or did you go into overdrive?
Did electricity cease and did the lights go out?
Basically, didn't find the guy. Public apology.
Oh,
I think everyone else was happy, though.
Oh, I'm sure he's listening today.
And as some guy said to me, he said, dude, you've been here for 4 hours. You can't make everyone happy. I said, I can.
I will.
See that. Didn't.
it's good, though, to get that reminder before Iowa. So that I take that advice
to
heart.
No. Me too.
So to our listeners, if you meet a guy who says Oscar's a dick, explain that Oscar has apologized and that it's okay.
Publicly. And it's okay to start listening to the podcast
I am sending this advice out to myself as well.
All right. Okay.
This goes to everybody in this room.
Get ready to isolate this.
Jesus, when you say that, you give me a complex.
No.
The RV is not a hiding place.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
That goes to everybody. Me most importantly.
Okay. Right. I see what you mean.
The RV is not a hiding place.
Primarily a method.
Where's Mike? Where's Mike? I think he's back at the RV.
He's gassing up the RV.
So in usual fashion, I go to third gear. We end up in Scottsdale from Tempe. And Scottsdale's a different scene.
Now, how long of a trip is that?
Let me tell you how Scottsdale is a different scene from Tempe, just off the top of my head. All right, this is it.
Yes.
Mucho significanto.
And thank God.
Is it
like
driving from like Manassas to D.C.? How far is it?
Oh, I'm
Baltimore
sorry.
To D.C.?
Yeah, same. No. It's Manassas to
half hour.
Yeah, half
okay,
hour.
Okay.
Half hour.
Right. Adjacent.
And I get there, and this is the thing. There was just so many people running around that we were with. It turned into like 15 people. That we were with.
That's fun, though.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Posse.
It's
there.
A lot of fun.
Right.
It's not a lot of fun when you already should be in a cab on the way home.
Yeah, because you've been there for 4 hours. Yeah.
So by hour five and a half, I have lose everybody. And I don't know how it happened. I think I was just meandering around Scottsdale.
You're not sitting
and
on a sidewalk again,
right? No. I lose everybody. So then I write my friend Michael, who I'm staying with, and I'm like, hey, what happened? He's like, you left. You're a dick. And I'm like, no. It's 11 p.m.
This is Oscar when he gets to that spot. You walk up and go, hey, man, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And this is for the Ustreamers.
I'm such an ass.
It's like a, yeah.
It's a different guy.
Yeah. Do you, what goes, what
well,
goes
either
your
fine.
Head?
He will either totally dismiss you or want to make out with you. Yeah. There's precious in the world.
Snug-a-bug.
Snug-a-bug. Yeah. Yeah. Man grades.
Nothing goes through my mind.
You're not,
I'm blacked out, to be quite frank, because how I figured out how effed up I was,
right.
was that
it's no different
what I
than
read a, oh, in man. The text is I'm home.
Right.
So I'm like, oh my God, he left and he got mad and he's home. And it's 11 p.m. Like, things are just getting started.
Oh, no. Not for you, though.
Not for me.
You know, when
so
Oscar
I find
goes
a
out
cab.
Drinking, it's no different than a movie in the 1940s. No matter what leads up to it, it's always going to end the same. Someone's going to be mad and he's going to be blacked out.
I see my friend Angela's brother in the distance and I yell to him. His name is Dylan. So I'm doing the Arnold Schwarzenegger Dylan from Predator. Dylan! Like,
add another impression to Oscar's list.
That's good.
He grabs me and then he finds his sister and they both look at me and they throw me in a cab throw me to Michael's. No, they don't take me home. They tell the guy the address and then they pay the cab drivers to take this guy
worst
home.
I ever had a buddy of mine. He may have been an attorney of mine.
Yes. Maybe.
It may have been after I happened to pay a bet off that involved taking my shirt off and going to a gay bar and wearing a leather vest.
Oh, okay.
And it may have
I have
been,
no recollection.
And I may have gone to an adult gentleman's club after that just to verify my heterosexuality.
Yes.
Good for you.
And my friend that was with me may have thrown up on the bar, literally on the bar.
That.
And Splat. I may have put him in a
that
cab
ruined the pretzels.
And I say, please take this gentleman home. And he said, take me home. And he said, okay, what's your address? I don't know. And I went, and I don't know either. Oh. I said, just drive. He'll figure it out.
Oh.
And he did figure
wow.
it out.
So I
Mike O'Mara, helpful to a point.
Thank you.
I wake up the next day with some clarity and I realize, thank God this happened here and it didn't happen in Iowa.
Really?
Because I'm drying out, baby.
Really?
I'm drying out. And then we get to Iowa, I will drink heavily, but it's just beers.
So
just beers.
So you had kind of you had your moment.
I had a moment.
Your moment of clarity.
Yes.
That's good. We'll see what happens.
It's sort of a murky bit of clarity if he's still going to say, oh, I'm still going to drink heavily, but only beer.
As clarity goes.
Even though I busted Mr. Cerrito's balls, I have news for you for Iowa. Yeah. Jimmy will be here the day of our departure to stock our RV.
Oh, what a guy.
God, he is the
beverages.
Best.
That's amazing.
What
so
a guy.
That's true. And so
what an amazing
that was
that's
way.
O'Mara Jimmy.
He wants to know. Yeah,
that relationship
O'Mara,
Jimmy.
And he'll be coming by and relationship Jimmy. Well, and the day he's here, we'll ask him about that.
Good, good.
We're going to have to ask him about
gotta
that.
Got
to
get that answer.
O'Mara Jimmy and a relationship.
A big excellent. Thank you to everybody that came out to the parents. I think that
that's solid.
What Mark said is right. There is a surge, and you're doing it, and you're making it happen just by telling your friends.
I got some new people, too, so I see that happening.
Yeah, one guy, they work at a Pepsi-Cola plant or whatever it may be, and he goes, yeah, we just worked the assembly line, and he saw me laughing on the assembly line. I'm not supposed to wear headphones, and now we're both wearing headphones because he's listening to the show now, too.
Now there's huge chunks of broken glass in every bottle of Pepsi.
And personally, it comes at such a good time for me right now because as I launch just this, which is really what I want to do, people, and I can't say that strongly enough. All bets are off as far as the future, but I have to tell you, this show's not going anywhere. And if I had my druthers and it was just this show, that's the way I'd like it to be.
Amen to that.
So the more you grow this thing, the better you are. And thank you so much for that. And that is great. I'm glad you had a good
time
in Phoenix. And now the next one, we're all getting psyched.
Yes.
Onward to Iowa.
Can't wait.
Trip.
We will take a break and open up Rob's Magic Audio Vault. And Angela, thank you so much for the gas.
Nicely
we'll be right
done.
Back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Our show is brought to you by Colgan Power Sports.
Colgan?
Colgan Power Sports is your pro Yamaha dealer with at or below invoice deals on all motorcycles and ATVs. Colgan also features parts and service on all makes and models, plus free pickup and delivery on any service job. In fact, mention TMOS and get 20% off on all parts and accessories. Colgan Power Sports is open Tuesday through Saturday, but you can shop their showroom anytime at ColganPowerSports.com. You'll find their Manassas address, phone number, and email there to ColganPowerSports.com.
Yeah.
Let's open up the audio vault for Monday, October 3, 2011. See what we got happening today, Rob.
Thank you for opening the thing. Mike, I've got a new one.
All right.
A new favorite.
Good.
Now, just to recap, up till now, my favorite YouTube animal video was the whistling puppy, okay? And this is about a four-week-old golden right here. And he whistles and he replies. It is backbreakingly cute.
Right.
However, on YouTube now, mm-hmm. there is a cat. And I can't tell from the people. It might be Russian. It might be French. This tape is the cat is meeting a child for the first time. And I'm not a big cat person, mm-hmm. but I do love when a cat gets so pissed off that their ears go flat
right.
and they puff up. Uh-huh. Okay. Yes. Obviously, this cat is not hip with having this kid in their house.
Right.
And the noise the cat makes is not a hiss and it's not a meow. It can only be described as no, 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 no. Uh-uh. So please listen to my new favorite animal tape on YouTube. This is the No No Cat. It's a tabby. And if you want to see the video, we have it on our page Good. On YouTube. Okay.
No, no, no.
That's the cat?
Yes. No, 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 no.
So the cat's saying no, no, no.
Yes. Oh, my God.
No, 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 no.
Wow.
No, 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 no. And
it's got no, its no. ears back.
Yeah.
And it's all puffed out. And it's just looking.
No, no, no.
Totally stressed out.
Oh, this cat hates
him. No, yeah. no, no.
Wow.
Sounds like your lady at the Costco.
It does. It sounds like Sunny.
Hello, how are you?
I'm so good for you now.
Jesus Christ.
So disagreeable, this cat.
Poor kitty.
To see him.
And I would agree, Buzz, if they were doing anything except bringing another human into the living room.
Incidentally, some video that I've been trying to get, and I'm going to try to get for the website, but I fail because the dog is afraid of the camera. Mm-hmm. Frankie humping his stuffed animal. And I am trying, and every time he is so aware of the camera, I will try to get video of Frankie humping his stuffed
and
animal.
He's neutered. He's neutered, right?
He's neutered, but he humps away.
I have a stuffed animal.
I have a neutered cat who's humping everything.
Yes,
right now.
The neutering doesn't. You take the balls away, but it doesn't matter. The you know, the twig is still there.
Well, you know what you need to tell that cat. You need to tell that cat.
No, 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 no.
Please look at that video.
Oh, there
just,
it is.
Just a quick look.
Oh, is that the cat?
Yes, yes.
Oh, and
the eyes,
like you're just like.
I love it. It's a great video. Now, Mike, did you happen to...
Cats are weird.
Did you stay with... And that's a foreign cat. Yeah. Worst kind. Did you happen to watch 60 Minutes last night?
I watched a little bit of it. You know, here's the thing.
Nice send-off
to
Andy
Rooney,
I thought.
Please. Can I say something to 60 Minutes? I TiVo 60 Minutes.
As do I.
I'm an NFL fan. I love the NFL. I really do.
You get effed by TiVo,
Well, here's the point of 60 Minutes.
Every year.
What's the point?
Right.
What is the point now? Your entire lineup. Uh-huh. You're going. You're
Good
not,
Wife.
You're,
60 Minutes.
It's not. All it's not happening. You're going now so far into the primetime lineup that you don't. There's not a point. You do it every week.
Yep.
Now you're going to when the game that goes late ends. You're going to another game that ends later.
Sure.
So your MO is 20 minutes into the content.
I have to now have to record CSI Miami every week, and I hate that show.
Yeah, just to catch the overlap.
Just to get the end of The Good Wife.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really, and it's a lot of times it's games I don't give a rat's ass about.
Right.
And it's frustrating. It really is. It's just like, why don't you start 60 minutes at 8 o'clock, and everybody will be fine and have your post-game show.
Fox invented the OT.
Right.
And that was a collapsible program that would take them to 8 o'clock.
Right.
Good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they did a great job sending off because last night was Andy Rooney's last regular appearance on 60 Minutes.
God.
Oh, Mike, he's very good.
He hasn't been good. He hasn't been good for 15 years.
Yeah. But what's great is that they showed older clips of him and they did, before his final piece, a sit down with Morley.
Okay.
And two old men.
Sure, he was really sensitive.
Well, the thing is, I think you'll enjoy.
Robbie's a dick.
I think you'll enjoy these answers.
All right.
And he is a broadcast legend. Give him that.
He's
I'll
a
miss
broadcast
him.
Legend, but he's a dick.
To me, he was important. I'll tell you why.
He's a print guy.
Because when
Mike.
I was too little to really follow world affairs and news,
right.
He was the reason that I would stick around through 60 Minutes.
Yeah,
because I knew at the end, I'd get that.
Probably me too. Mm-hmm. Probably
and so,
me
you
too.
Know what? He's a little bit responsible for me trying to follow what goes on.
Maybe he was just hammered.
Here's what I forget about Rob. This is what I forget. Rob was raised. When you're talking about the television to Rob, you're talking about one of his parents.
Yes,
that's right.
So it's he's very sensitive when you talk. I just think, you know, remember the Super Bowl. Remember the Super Bowl? Too many.
Yes. Yeah.
And
well, you're going to get a taste of that here.
Okay.
And I love
yes,
the
will.
Fact right. that he is not too proud to say this. This is how he refers to people. He was asked in the interview, what about people that ask him for his autograph? Okay. A seemingly easy request.
Uh-huh. Well, I've been out with you just walking in the street, and people come up asking for an autograph.
Oh, what
and
kind of an idiot.
You get very prickly with
oh,
them.
What kind of an idiot wants my name
it's
on a piece of
It's not a
of
question
paper.
Of what kind of idiot. I've heard you say to people, look, I get paid to write.
I suppose you're right, but I still do it, and I have no intention of stopping. I just don't sign autographs.
He's a dick.
Yes.
Yep.
He's so comfortable with it. If you don't sign autographs, you're a dick.
Or take a shot with a listener.
When you sign an autograph, you are validating that person's existence at that moment. I forgot who said that, but whoever said that. No, somebody said that. I stole it. That was not my original idea.
I thought you said it.
And it's validating that person's existence.
So remember,
I've asked for autographs, and I've been thrilled when I've gotten them.
Remember, Andy Rooney says if you ask for his autograph, you're an idiot. You're also an idiot if you write Andy Rooney a letter.
You've gotten tons of mail over the...
I get a lot of mail. I get more mail than most people.
You answer any of them?
Do
not
you?
Much, no. I mean, who would want to answer an idiot who has a bad sense to write me a letter? I mean, it's a certain kind of person who writes you.
Disrespectful.
And they're not my kind of people, usually.
Well, they are your kind of people. Well, they're people who are...
I suppose. But everyone.
Hold on. And that sound right there? Yep. Get in your casket with your oversized eyebrows.
Well, you know what? He's 92. I think he's earned it. And if you care, here are the last words.
Rob, he was like that when he was 42.
Probably.
You're right. But always now he's 92. Old. He's caught up with himself. You know what? I just hope that his lifestyle doesn't ever catch up with him.
Rob, I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
If you were to walk into a room
and
you had Jerry Lewis at one table and you had Andy Rooney at the other and you wanted to see, say hi to your friends just as you, just walking up, you'd be really in a world of hurt. You would leave that room.
I would
room.
Take that risk.
You would leave that.
Of course.
You would leave that room feeling very unhappy.
I got a laugh from Jerry Lewis once. I cherish that.
God.
Once. Well, I don't hang with him, RJ. I make Mike laugh more because I see him more. I've seen Jerry Lewis once. All right. Last thing Andy Rooney said on 60 Minutes. And again, he cements the fact that he is sort of a dick.
This is a moment I've dreaded. I wish I could do this forever. I can't, though. But I'm not retiring. Writers don't retire, and I'll always be a writer. A lot of you have sent me wonderful letters and said good things to me when you meet me in the street. I wasn't always gracious about it. It's hard to accept being liked. I don't say this often, but thank you. Although, if you do see me in a restaurant, please, just let me eat my dinner.
No. Like there he is.
What
there
a
he,
dick.
There he goes.
He's a dick.
No, that feels
true. And of course, you know what is sad, though? What is sad to me is when you get somebody that's that age, and I'm close to the most of you guys to where I'm going to be sounding like that. You hear that voice go up there.
Yeah.
And you kind of say, and the air is coming a little harder.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's just letting you eat my dinner.
Yeah.
And it really did.
Grab the oxygen.
The whole package, he looked reasonably okay, what I expected him to look like, until they had one clip of him walking in an airport.
Uh-huh.
And he really looked like the older brother to the guy in the movie Up.
The older brother.
That is not a spine. That's an S hook.
Is that it?
I do want to close with one thing that really surprised me. Did anyone see Letterman on Friday night?
No, I might have actually looked in.
Samuel L. Jackson was the first guest, and he's doing a play on Broadway.
Right.
And it's his first time to do a play on Broadway. He's understudied on Broadway before. And Dave asked him something that I think a lot of people would like to know. What exactly is required of an understudy? But the conversation goes in a direction that no one expected.
An understudy has to learn the specific part that he's assigned. In my case, I was assigned to be Boy Willie in the piano lesson. And I was understudying Charles Dutton. But the difficulty for me in doing that was I had done the role at Yale Rep. I originated the role at Yale, and then I had to understudy him because the role was written for him, but he was doing Crocodile Dundee 2. So when Crocodile Dundee 2 was over, he came back and he started to do the play. It's pretty much the role that put me in rehab. But
did you? Is that right?
I didn't know
is that
this.
A fact?
Yes. Yeah. Because I had to come to you have to show up every day and sign in, and if that person's not there by half hour or whatever, you start getting ready to go on. But he was always there. But
you never went on?
No. I had to sit backstage until at least the first act was over and listen to the play on stage, which was kind of running me crazy. So I used to sit on the back steps and smoke crack and listen to him do it. And, then I'd go home.
But
and,
no, when you say smoke crack, you're kidding about that, right?
No.
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 That's what I was doing.
Well, what is it like smoking crack?
It's sort of maddening. You know, you're sitting there kind of rushing, and the world's kind of going by in a blur, and you take that hit and you kind of feel like, well, if I hit it again, I'll get a little higher, and you put some more in there and you light the pipe again, you keep doing it and it just doesn't happen. And then you end up going to buy some more, hoping that you're going to get as blind as you got the first time.
First time. Yeah. And I've never heard any other description of it than that. And
yes,
it's highly addictive.
Yes, it's like chasing the wind.
That, Mike, wow. is your magic That's audio.
Wow, man. Awesome. Very
Sorry, cool. no music list today.
Very cool. Mark really wanted one.
I know he did. I was looking forward to
we'll
that.
I'll do one for you after the show.
Okay. We'll come back with Buzz's news right after this.
Yeehaw!
A little Western music right there. Welcome back to MichaelMaraShow.com. Time to get our news for Monday. Lots going on in the world, ladies and gentlemen. Here to tell us all about it is Mr. Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. And during that long break, I thought of another story about Samuel Jackson I think you'll find intriguing, and that is the wig that he wore in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
You know, it was a Jerry Curl wig.
Right.
Originally, it was supposed to have been an Afro wig, but they couldn't find one. So at the last minute, they substituted the Jerry Curl wig. Now we can't picture it any other way.
Man, it wouldn't be any other way. I mean, no. I'm so glad he wore that. That and hair was like the first thing you noticed in
also,
the movie.
Also, I seem to think, to add on to that, isn't it different on the poster?
Yeah, I think it is.
And that was another wig issue. Right, they just couldn't find the wig.
And I will strike down with great vengeance and furious anger.
I would like to have seen him swap wigs with Travolta.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, have you seen him without his piece lately?
Yeah, it's kind of
He looks
nasty.
Like Gavin McLeod.
It's very scary.
The news and comment today brought to you by iConfidential.com. With $1 million coverage and the same security as your bank, iConfidential is the safe way to organize, access, and share your files, pictures, and music absolutely anywhere. Use the code TMO. To get the first month free. After that, it's just $7.95 a month. Store files and grab them from anywhere with your own 40 gig of organized storage. Now you can have all your important stuff available on demand wherever you are with iConfidential. iConfidential.com. Just click their ad on our website. Please do that. We have not seen this many people arrested in one spot in 7 years. 700 people protesting the greed of Wall Street and an economic system that defends that greed were hauled to jail in New York over the weekend in a misunderstanding about whether they could or couldn't march over the Brooklyn Bridge.
700?
700.
How many arrests at your yard sale?
A little less.
Yeah. Just fewer. Yeah. That's why it's not here in the news.
Just shy of 650.
I didn't have all my cuffs.
Witnesses and protesters say the police accommodated the bridge crossing and then threw orange nets around the protesters as if it were a trap. The police say they warned the protesters not to cross the bridge. Whatever the case, the mix-up landed 700 people behind bars, and today the first of that bunch is being released to return to the protest against the rich.
I like these revolutionaries. I really do. I like these people that are doing this.
And the orange nets, I didn't realize the Joker was responsible for law enforcement.
Batman. The last time this many people were arrested was at the Republican convention in 2004 when 1,200 people were busted. Expect that record to be broken as the Wall Street protests continue into a third week.
Yeah, Oscar, you watch your ass.
I like the fact that, you know what this says? It kind of reminds me of a throwback back to the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a lack of apathy, mm-hmm. you know, where people are getting into these things, where they, you know, they actually care and they're making a statement. And what they're saying is absolutely true. You got all these people down on Wall Street making hundreds of millions of dollars while the average citizens in this country are struggling. Everybody. I don't go anywhere anymore where I don't have a conversation with somebody. You want to get a little perspective on how people are doing in America? Have a yard sale. Have a yard sale and talk to people and talk to people about their life and everything that's going on.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll see a real perspective on it.
Oscar bumped into this.
Yeah, I mentioned this before the show. And that, look, this is a happy show. You don't want to be Debbie Downer, but this is the reality of what's happening. And in D.C., you're kind of in a socioeconomic bubble because of the federal government.
Right.
People are having their own hardships.
Economy's
and it's happening.
Good here.
And if you thought what you heard was bad at your yard sale, you should go out to Arizona.
It's supposed to be one of the most decimated housing markets in the rest of the United States.
It has affected so many people, so many good people with that smart, brilliant people.
Hardworking people.
That want to work, and they're just looking for work.
Right, right.
It's so surreal.
There are families at these protests. It's not just hippies. It's not just your usual protesters, if you want to classify them that way. There are families and other people have joined in this as well, and it is spreading. The protesting now appearing in other cities. Big crowds turned out in Chicago and Los Angeles over the weekend as well as Washington, Denver, Seattle, Charlotte, and Albuquerque. In Chicago, the protest outside the Federal Reserve is now in its second week. The Fed's buildings in San Francisco and Boston have protesters too. There are now 75 Facebook pages dedicated to this cause, and the Occupy Wall Street page now has over 14,000 supporters.
You know, you hear about class warfare, which is what like it's some bad thing. I'm sorry. I think the middle class in this country has been stepped on and ignored.
Starting to kick back a little.
You know, really, there is money in this nation. There's money that was used by taxpayers to bail out these people. And that money has gone nowhere. That money sits in the coffers of these major corporations, a lot of these effing banks that choose to do things like my own bank right now, which is charge for a debit card. For a debit card.
Right.
So you can go out a few million dollars to tell me to use a debit card because it's so goddamn convenient, you sons of bitches.
It would be nice, and I wouldn't mind paying that the five. By the way, they're all going to do it.
Yes, they are.
They're all going
to
do it.
I don't know. I predict there'll be enough of a backlash they have to pull back.
I hope so.
I think there will.
Because I'll move banks just because of that.
So will I.
But I don't. And you know what, guys? I'm thinking I
got to
do it.
You got to. Yeah. I told you already where I bank and that how helpful and nice they are.
We got a brand new bank that's all over. Over this city. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to mention
Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills.
Hello, Miss Hathaway. Hello.
So, but the reality is this, is that if you've talked to someone that tried to get a mortgage lately or talked to someone that's trying to start a small business, they're not lending.
Right.
And if you're not going to lend the money that you're making, then why are we doing business with you?
We bail them out. Agree. They're not bailing us out.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mike, and we've been through this before. You got to remember that you are so eager to stay with your bank. You're a customer and they should please you.
Yeah,
I mean, you should not have to put up with crap.
Last thing,
beyond the lollipop,
24 hours, three overdrafts.
Oh
my
god!
And $30 an overdraft.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So did they waive any of them?
They waived two of them.
They should. Waive
no, I'm
them
sorry.
All.
They waived one of
they
them.
They should waive them all.
I know they should, and they didn't, and that's why I'm thinking, bye bye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Goodbye.
Oh, incidentally, and that was within 24 hours that the funds were back in my bank. That was a delay in the funds getting in there to cover these. I think one of the checks might have been for $30.
Well, one of the problems is that's not a very good bank up at Charlestown where you made the deposit.
Now, as much as the idea excited Republicans, experts say they really doubt that New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will run for president, at least not in 2012. They also say that his indecision about running has become an issue in itself, that it's hurt his cause to be so undecided. Experts also say that if Christie did run, it would actually help Rick Perry. They say voters would then be divided between two northeastern governors.
Rick Perry, done.
And Christie and Mitt Romney, I think so. And the split vote would make Perry a shoe-in.
The N-word has that.
But
he's done.
Pat Perry could use the help, apparently, because of that dust-up over the past few days about the nickname for his family's ranch in Texas. When the family acquired that ranch back in the 80s, it bore a name that included the N-word. At issue is what, if anything, Perry did to cover up the name, which was painted on a rock at the entrance to the ranch. The controversy's been used to the advantage of fellow Republican presidential hopeful Herman Cain, who has criticized Perry for leaving the name out there before finally painting over.
Why would somebody name their ranch that? It doesn't make sense.
It's N-word head. That's the name of the place.
Everything in that part of the country, not everything. There are a lot of things in that part of the country that have been named that over the years. I saw a quote from one black woman who's lived there all of her life. There are, I think, 11 black people living in the area of Rick Perry's ranch. It's sparsely populated with African Americans. She said
there's 15 in the entire state.
She said in the 1960s, every morning she was greeted with morning N-word. And she said it was just part of the vernacular. There's a river named that. There's a mountain named that. There are all kinds of pieces of property around there that had been named that. Civil rights leaders over the years have successfully gotten most
as
of the
they
names
should,
changed.
Yes.
And what it boils down to is that Texas is not a very creative state.
Yeah.
And they're not good at names.
But the thing I heard in the news story when I heard this for the first time yesterday, and the story was that the grandfather or somebody painted over it in the 80s.
Yes.
It's like, okay, way to go.
Yeah.
I'm glad you decided to
really
take
progressive.
Care of it. In the 80s.
I think it had to do with the Reagan, Reaganomics, right?
Don't get me started on Republicans and where you... But man, oh man, occasionally you'll talk to a Republican and you get them in a lengthy conversation. And sometimes...
You chip away.
Something you chip away at out. That. Yeah. You'll get through to that thing that he named the rock. I'm not saying there aren't Democrats that aren't like that, too.
Don't get
I am saying that one of the most controversial things I ever said, when I listen to a guy like Rush Limbaugh kind of think at the heart of what he is, he gets in so many situations where where racism comes mm-hmm. through, and sure. he will get, you know, he will step on his e because he's doing something that's construed as racist.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I say, you get these guys, and I think that they look, there are a lot more white people in the Republican Party than there are black people, and the Democratic Party too. Mm-hmm. The difference is, if you look at the Democratic Convention, you get a little bit more diversity. Right. Not as much diversity in the Republican Party. I think they try to get it, mm-hmm. but you get guys like this, and if you're around white people, and you're around white people that just accept this kind of behavior, it's not necessarily a healthy thing.
Can I ask to take a step back on something that sure. we've passed already? I want your opinion on this. What do you think, if Chris Christie runs, mm-hmm. does he have a chance?
Let me think for a second, Rob. Let me think. Hold on. Let me put on my thinking cap.
Okay. No, he's thinking hard.
I think he's going to do really, really well. I think he's smarter than the rest of them.
I think, too.
From what I've heard, I think he's a smart guy, and I think he's got a lot of charisma, and I think we're ready for a kind of an everyman. And you know what? Being a fat, schlubby guy
makes you
an everyman.
Right. But also, I think he handled himself great during the hurricane. I thought that was his great national platform. But I think he's dragged his feet so long now, he's missed this bus. I think you don't think so?
No way.
I agree with
that. No, there's plenty of time. People forget how long it is till the election. Mm-hmm. I don't think you have to worry about this. The fact is, what worries me more than that is just, you know, if he wins the White House, his first presidential press conference is like, President Christie, yes,
The old ticker.
He can use one of those electronic carts that they have at the supermarket.
I'd like that. Or just, the ones that take you up steps could take him right to the podium.
Our friends at Wait Not ought to get behind that presidential.
I was thinking that, too.
News about guys' junk. California Governor Jerry Brown has just signed into law a bill to stop local governments from outlawing circumcision. Apparently, some towns and counties had been outlawing circumcision in California. San Francisco voters were about to consider a measure that would ban male circumcisions unless medically necessary.
And now with counterpoint here is Mark Ronick.
And a new study shows that in half of all cases of penile fractures, in half of all of those cases, the man was cheating on his wife at the time.
Yeah.
Doctors say it's because extramarital sex often occurs in places that are not as safe as a bed, such as elevators, bathrooms, and cars.
I thought you were talking about another kind of place.
Wow.
And finally,
listen to the whole thing next time.
Also, positions.
Thank you, Mike.
You might be onto something.
Just had to put it in there, debut.
Finally, you may find it hard to believe there's a movie theater in Salt Lake City, Utah, that sells beer with its movies. You may find it less hard to believe that theater has just been fined over $1,600 for serving beer at a movie that features nudity. The movie theater says it will pay the fine. We're talking about the movie The Hangover Part 2.
Wow.
According to the liquor commissioners in Utah, the movie features full female, male, and transvestite nudity, a sex act in the closing credits, and a monkey chewing a water bottle under a monk's robe. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Every movie has that.
Well, The Hangover 1 had the sex act in the closing credits. Remember the old lady that was taking care of Zach Galifianakis?
Yes.
Nasty. Hey, our show today was brought to you by Encore Insurance Services.
Encore!
LLC. Even if you already have life insurance, take care of our friends at Encore. They made this whole Encore Iowa trip possible. All I want you to do is call them today, 866-347-5748, and you can get yourself a quote, and it doesn't cost you a nickel, or you can go to smartterm.com. They'll compare rates to help you save on your life insurance. Please do it. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Encore!
Encore!
Insurance Services, official sponsor of the TMOS Iowa Road Trip. Thank you. That's it for all the testicles in the room. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.